Hi, I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jana.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
Decom Divas Pod.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Decom Divas with Taylor and Jana. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Taylor, I wanted to ask, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I was going to ask you that too, because I was like, Jana's good at coming up with questions. My favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life, because it always makes me cry at the end. And I think, I forget, you. That's the one you haven't seen, right?
I've been in a musical version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yes. What role were you?
I think I was just like a townsperson. Yeah, I had a really small part.
But that's so fun.
Oh, I think I played one of his daughters as well.
You're in the family.
Not, but I had one line about plum pudding.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Wasn't your dad, I forget, was your dad a better role in it than you?
I think my dad, he played I think he played Bert the Cop.
So Jana's dad would audition for the same shows as Jana, yeah. But sometimes he would get better roles than her. But he was doing it because Jana liked theater. But it was just funny.
I know. It's like, it's really annoying. It's like he's stealing my dreams. Have you and your parents ever done a show together?
Well, my dad is musical, so there have been times that I have sang. I remember in church, I sang a song with a friend and he played guitar for it.
Oh, what song was it?
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Oh, I remember that.
You say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. I have hand motions you guys can't see. When I sing yes, I do a thumbs up, and when I sing Lord, I do an L with my hand.
Kind of like on Glee.
but not like Loser. Wait, okay, sorry. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Rudolph, the claymation version. I love
it.
I know this sounds like a really generic answer, but it's really funny and it has really good songs in it. It's really good. I guess I do like Elf. That's also, I feel like, a really generic answer, but I do.
They haven't made a better Christmas movie since. So
that's the thing. Yeah, I can't think of one. Oh, I like Love Actually.
Oh, I love Love Actually.
Yeah. I feel like people are trying to claim that it's really problematic now, but.
Which part?
Oh, I think, you know how Keira Knightley gets married in the beginning and her husband's best friend is really mean to her, but in the end he comes to her house with a bunch of signs that say, I actually love you, and that's
right. That is kind of weird, because he's just and then out of the blue he's like, I love you. I mean, nothing could happen.
What's the point of telling someone you love them if they're already in a relationship?
I don't know. I've never felt the need. I've ever had a crush on someone that was dating someone, I just took that and handled it by myself.
Yeah. I mean, I think when I was single and I did someone in a relationship, I was I should say something. But then now that I am in a relationship, I'm no, that's really shitty.
And then it has to become a conversation piece. This person just told me that they like me, but I am dating you. So
yeah. Oh, and then one more question before we get to it. What is your favorite Christmas episode of a Disney Channel show?
Oh, that is a good question. Did Sweet Life have one?
Yes, they had one where they delivered a baby in the elevator and the couple's name was Mary and Joseph.
Oh,
and they were trying to get their parents back together. Yeah, the dad was in the episode. That's what Zach and Cody wanted for Christmas was their family to reunite.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah, it was cute.
I actually can't think of any.
Yeah.
I don't know why. What is your favorite Christmas episode of a Disney Channel show?
So Lizzie McGuire had two. There's one. Do you remember the one with Aaron Carter?
No. I need to rewatch Lizzie McGuire because I actually don't remember any of it besides the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah, you should. It's obviously, I'm very biased, but it's great. There's an episode where Aaron Carter is shooting a music video in their town and Lizzie and Miranda want to be extras in the music video. So they go and sneak on set and then eventually Lizzie meets him and then they kiss. And then they're in the music video for I Want Candy.
That is a good one.
And then they have one with Steven Tyler in it, which isn't as good.
Hmm.
A Christmas, he plays Santa in A Christmas Parade.
Oh, okay.
There's an episode of, it's like a Hanukkah episode of Even Stevens that's actually really, really good. I don't know. Have you seen much Even Stevens?
No, this is where our 3-year age difference.
I know.
I just feel bad because I'm like, I'm not being a good podcast host.
No, this is why we do, and it's because we have different perspectives. Because I think you probably watch Disney Channel a lot longer than I did because you're younger than me.
Did you listen to the Cheetah Girls or the Ally and AJ Christmas albums?
Oh, they played one of the Ally and AJ songs at Joanne the other day.
Oh my god!
When I was working, and I was like. It's like, it's a favorite time of year, and it's here. Like, I was like, is that Ellie and AJ? I was like, how did they choose this one on their, like, playlist? It doesn't seem like the, like, as recent as it could be.
I know.
My favorite Christmas song by a Disney Channel star is Santa Claus Lane by Hilary Duff. And I heard it at Macy's a few years ago.
And I was like, this song is 15 years old.
Did you hear that the Lizzie reboot's not happening? I meant to call you.
I did. Did you hear like why?
I just like heard from her like Instagram how she envisioned Lizzie would be as an adult, like didn't reflect like what Disney would let them do on the show or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. I support that. I wouldn't want it to be like a PG version of what her life would be like now. So I think it's for the best. If they were going to reboot, I'd be really sad if it was shitty. So I'm kind of glad they're not doing it.
Hillary can't like do her own reboot because Disney owns it, right?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, she had a lot of control over it. And like, I think basically she tried everything she could to make it the way she thinks it should be. And it didn't work out. So it's sad, but I don't know. If someone told me this was going to happen when I was like in high school, I would have been over the moon. But I don't know. Maybe it's better. Are there any reboots that you actually like?
No, there's not. Wait, you said that you like the High School Musical show that's on Disney Plus.
That's kind of a reboot. Okay, so I have never talked about this. High School Musical, the series, like which is a show on Disney Plus, is so good.
Is it actually called High School Musical, the series?
Yes.
That's really funny.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
But there are no... Oh, none of the original actors are on it, but Lucas Grabeel and Martha, what's her last name?
Is that the one I like to pop and lock and jam and break? I don't know her last name.
Or is Martha her character's name or her real name?
I think Martha's her character's name, but I mean, I know exactly who you're talking about.
That girl made an appearance on it in like a dance section. And then Lucas Grabeel played himself.
Ultimate Christmas present. Today we're doing the ultimate Christmas present.
Hey! So this Christmas movie came out in 2000. However, we decided to do this because if we are going on our normal schedule of when we're supposed to review everything, we'd be doing this in like the summer. So we're like, no, we are doing a Christmas movie this year. So hence the ultimate Christmas present.
Woohoo! This is one that I do remember. Yes. Very excited that I remembered it, kind of. But like, there aren't any other Christmas movies, are there?
I think there's one other one that we will do next Christmas. They don't do a lot of Christmas movies because I think they know that there's, I don't know, I think they were too busy making the Santa Claus 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
So what a fun movie came out in 2000. Taylor, what were you doing in the year 2000?
I was 3. I'm finally out of diapers, everybody.
Woo! Good job on the potty training.
Thank you. We worked on it for so long. What were you doing?
I was in first grade. Life was good. Not much to report, but yeah. Well, how about you start us off with the first half of the plot, Taylor?
Yes. All right. So we see that we are in Los Angeles again.
Another movie set in LA, baby.
Woohoo! And I originally, my first note was Lizzie McGuire mom.
Yay! Haley Todd is in this movie, guys, who plays Joe McGuire Lizzie McGuire.
Where would you rank Joe McGuire of your favorite Lizzie McGuire characters?
So the Lizzie McGuire parents really reminds me of my parents. And she looks a lot like my mom, too. She's short blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my favorite character, I don't even need to tell you guys. Second is probably Miranda. Then Lanny. Then I do like Gordo, but I wouldn't put him at the top of my favorites because there's so many great. Maybe Tudgman is my number four. Maybe Joe. Yeah, she's up there. She's great. What would you say your favorite Lizzie McGuire characters are?
I haven't thought about my ranking for each Lizzie McGuire character.
Miranda's your favorite, though.
I just wanted to know yours. Miranda's my favorite, and then Lizzie. Okay. And I'll be your Miranda.
Thank you.
I got us off topic again. I just wanted to know your ranking for Lizzie McGuire characters. Yeah. So we see that Allie is our main character, and she gets excited because she got invited to a Christmas party, and then she calls Sam, which is Brenda Song. And
it's she's her like, best friend.
Her best friend. And she's like, get over here. Like, we're invited to Jake. I'm guessing his name is Jake. I don't remember his name.
Blake.
I just read that on my paper.
Okay.
Blake Lynch.
Another hot guy name.
Blake.
He looks like he's 6 years old.
I know. Okay, because like this Disney movie is actually like, okay, these kids actually are their age.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many where they're like, they're in high school, but they're actually like mid-20s. But like, this is like, oh, they're actually like 13. So this kid looked like a baby. That they have a crush on. So we learn that Jake is having a party on Christmas, which I thought was interesting because I'm like, I don't know anyone that has a party on Christmas if it's not like your family friend or your family that you go to.
My parents would never let me go to a party on Christmas.
I know my parents would not. I wouldn't even want to. Really, I would be like, you guys aren't my family. So we learn a lot of things. We learn that her name isn't Joe in this, but Joe, Lizzie McGuire's mom, her name is Michelle, and she is a caterer and is working from home with her assistant.
Like we do.
Yeah. And we also see that the dad is going on a trip, so they're saying their goodbyes. We see them go to school, Allie and Sam, and the teacher is kind of picking on Allie because she's doodling Blake's
name. She's like not paying attention at all. She's like looking into space.
Which I do quite a bit during school.
I'm guilty of every day of my life.
I know. The teacher's like, there's a 5-page paper due.
No spaces. Like, I was like, shit, that's so long. I can't imagine having to do that in 7th grade.
Yeah, and it's a creative writing piece. So then Allie's like, oh, I was going to write about William Shakespeare and what he would be like if he came back to the present or something. And so we see that Allie has not done her paper and making some bullshit up. I don't know what she's been doing. I don't know if she's just been doodling in her room or getting into shenanigans, but she's not
like a real big procrastinator,
which the most of us are. Once we're leaving school, we see that they see Blake and they're both like, oh my god, Blake. And then yes, he's a baby. He looks like a child.
Yes, he is so tiny. And it's kind of like in like middle school and puberty, like girls tend to grow like earlier than guys. I'm pretty sure he's shorter than both of them.
Yeah.
And he just looks so young. Like, I know he is cute in like a little boy way. I can't imagine like being like, oh my god, so hot.
Yeah, I don't.
Which is good. I'm glad I don't feel that way. As someone more than twice his age, I am glad I don't. I'm not a creep. At least you guys know this now.
I mean, I don't think you come across as a creep.
No, I'm just, you know, covering all my bases.
Then Sam and Allie are going on a bike ride and they come across this cabin.
Oh my god. Okay, I have a huge qualm with this. So they live in LA and they show them biking through the woods. Where the hell are there woods in LA? Like, I was like, who are you trying to fool? Like, this doesn't exist.
It doesn't. I'm like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, where would they be? And I'm like, what suburb do they live in?
Yeah.
They have to be far out and it's not going to be very tree-like. So yeah, they were bike riding in the woods somehow. And so we see that Allie is kind of adventurous, and then Sam is kind of the friend that's like, wait, shouldn't we not be doing this? And I'm basically always that person in real life.
Wait, really? I was going to say, who is who in this? I don't feel like you're a big worrywart. I feel like you're like more free-spirited, fun, risky gal.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I try to be. I feel like I break rules if I'm like, well, that rule is stupid.
Same here.
Yeah. I wouldn't like trespass for the fun of it. So basically, Allie just goes to the cabin and is like, look, there's an old man in there. What's he doing?
Because kids are really this curious about old men.
And Sam is like, why? What? And Allie's like, let's play Ding Dong Ditch. And then
that took me back.
And we see that whatever this old man is working on, he has thrown it out the door. He comes outside. He's disgruntled. He's
so annoying and angered. But
he's so upset, and he throws something in the garbage. Allie has hidden, but she's seen the whole scene. And then she goes into the trash to take it out. She's like, what's this? And it's like a cute little robot thing.
Beep boop.
Beep boop.
It looks kind of like a Furby without fur.
Did you have a Furby?
I did. I had a purple and blue one. What about you?
I had a pink one, and my sister burped when we first got it. And then the Furby would kept burping.
Oh my God, because it kind of imitates you. Yeah.
So Ellie takes it from the trash, and then Brenda Song is like, why are you doing that? And then they take it back to Ellie's room, and they're like, let's see what it is. They're pushing buttons, and then it's raining. And we see that it even like blasts some lightning out.
Yeah, they press a bunch of different buttons and it does a bunch of different weather, and it's really like messing up her room, but they keep doing it.
They're like, why not? And then there's like a cloud forming above it. But then Ellie's like, what if we created a snowstorm so I don't have to turn in my paper that I procrastinated for?
And wouldn't everyone love a white Christmas in LA? Wouldn't that be rad?
But then the mom comes in, what is this? And like, you know, what's happening in your room? Like typical, like, and I told you to clean.
And they're desperately trying to hide the machine.
So they put it under some clothes, and then the mom doesn't end up seeing it. They are in trouble.
Because the whole room's covered in water because they turned the rain on.
Yeah, everything is like basically like drenched. Yeah. And so I would also be like, what's going on here?
I would be annoyed. I'd be kind of mad. And also like the mom's really like into her job and always busy, and that like, you know, that stereotype. And I feel like she's like, I don't have time to ask you why this room's covered in water and hail. I just want you guys to clean it up. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. So then we leave the scene, and we see this older woman, and she says, has Santa called in yet? And we discover it's Mrs. Claus.
It is!
And we see two very tall men, and they are elves. And yes. One of them is the mummy from...
Oh my God! From Under Wraps? And the guy who voiced Patrick?
Yep.
I did not realize that. That makes a lot of sense.
So I was like, oh, he's back. He's back in another Disney Channel original movie.
Their names are Crumpet and Sparky. And Sparky's the one who plays, who's in Under Wraps and plays Patrick.
Yes. Would you want to be Crumpet or Sparky?
Crumpet. I like that.
Damn it, I want to be Crumpet.
Oh, will you both be Crumpet?
So we get a phone call from Santa to Mrs. Claus, and he says he can't find the weather machine. And then he's basically asking Mrs. Claus to send new elves to come and help him. Crumpet and Sparky are begging to go on this mission to help Santa. So she says, okay, fine, you can go. They ended
this movie
up
was anti-reindeer.
It was, because one of the Crumpet was like, oh, Vixen bit me, and I don't want to use the reindeer. And then Mrs. Claus is like, ah, okay. So we see them flying, and there's like hijinks. Like one of them's like, I need to go to the bathroom, and the other one's like, no, you just went.
Classic road trip drama.
So then we meet another character. His name is Edwin.
Yes.
Who is the newscaster, and apparently he's boring and he's notorious for it, and his boss really doesn't like him.
Yes.
Which I thought it was interesting, because the boss literally was shouting the whole time. He's just like, you are so boring. So basically, this newscaster, we see him, and he's talking like someone's handing him a paper, and he's like, what? This can't be. It's not snowing right now.
So basically, the snow machine worked, and it's snowing in LA, and this meteorologist, he can't believe it.
He doesn't believe it until they throw a snowball at him, and then they're like, okay. On air.
So they cut from showing the newscaster, who can't believe that it's snowing in LA, to Allie and her little brother Joey in their living room watching the news, waiting to see if school's gonna be canceled because it's snowing everywhere.
She finds out that her school is closed and Joey's school is closed, and they're jumping around and they're so happy. School is canceled. And then we cut back to our elves, and they're approaching Santa's cabin, and Santa has a cabin in LA just cause.
Yeah.
In the woods that don't exist. But they do see that there is a trash can lid, and they move it, and they're like, a footprint. So then with this footprint, the elves are trying to calculate what kind of shoe it is. And then Santa just already off the top of his head, he's like, ah, yes, these shoes from last year, 40,000 of them I delivered. And in LA, how many like 14-year-old girls have the shoe and are the shoe size? There's about like 1,000 of them or something. So he was able to calculate it. And then he was like, oh, but we're just looking at the naughty list because Allie is on the naughty list for stealing. Yeah. Before they find Allie, we hear that the snow has delayed the dad's flight, so
her dad's on a business trip in San Francisco and he's supposed to come back for Christmas, but there's snow in California. Oh my god, this is nuts. And the side effect of trying to make it snow everywhere is that your dad might not be able to come home.
Yeah, Californians really do get like tripped up by like heavy rain or snow. I mean, right now I'm living in Seattle, so I understand.
You get it now. And now you won't have to deal with that ever again.
Nope. I'm moving back to San Diego.
Watch out, boys.
Watch out, boys. Watch out, girls.
Because she's single and ready to jingle.
We see that Sam and Allie are back in the room. And I just wrote, I love Brenda's song's hair. Like the clips.
Oh, the butterfly like clips.
The butterfly clips.
Brenda's song is gorgeous.
She is.
She's got great hair. So silky.
And I was like, oh, this is like the 90s, early 2000s hair. They have like kind of a heart to heart because Allie's like, oh, like I really want my dad here for Christmas. Sam says that my dad passed away when I was 3. So they have like kind of a friendship moment.
They are like, well, why don't we try to turn off the machine and it'll stop snowing. Problem solved, right? My dad will be able to come home for Christmas. So they think this is going to help. Little do they know. So then they make a cactus into a Christmas tree because they didn't have time to decorate and get a Christmas tree because they do that on Christmas Eve with their dad. What do you think of people getting a Christmas tree on Christmas Eve? Doesn't it seem like kind of a waste?
Yeah, I thought that. Do people do that? Because like they do?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, it's so much work to do. So it doesn't make sense to do it last minute.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like an old-fashioned thing, like some people used to do that way back in the day, but it's like that's so much work for like you can have it up for 3 days. Huh. But yeah, so they like are trying to enjoy what little they have of Christmas without their dad. The kids are like, mom, you're always working, you never have time for us. And she's like, well, I have to work for the whole family and the Christmas time is a busy season. And but then they kind of like have a come to Jesus moment and they realize like family's important and they have to treasure it. And now they kind of are, you know, noticing that now that their dad can't be home for Christmas. So it's
yeah, they weren't giving the dad shit for not being there.
I know. Why do you always have to give the mom shit? That is true. That is a big double standard. And I didn't realize that until now. Good on you for recognizing the parental injustice.
Oh, thanks.
So the next morning, they wake up and Allie notices, oh no, it's still snowing. So turning off the snow machine didn't work. It just turned back on during the middle of the night. And it's like an even worse snowstorm. It's like super snow. It's a huge disaster. So they cut to the meteorologist, Edwin, who we saw earlier in the film, and he is able to route the origin of the storm, which I'm kind of surprised. I guess in 2000, they had technology to do this.
Yeah.
and he finds that the origin is Allie's house.
Uh-oh.
He's like, I have to go to the house. So he runs into the street. And he sees there's a bunch of traffic and he's like, I have to get there quicker. And he sees a guy on a snowmobile. And did you notice the guy has giant hands because his gloves are so big?
No, I didn't notice that.
They're humongous. It's kind of creepy looking. And he like basically throws the guy off his snowmobile and he's like, sorry, I have to go. And then he like drives to the house. On his way, we've cut to back to Allie's house and they find out Blake, the cute boy's party is canceled. Now Christmas officially sucks because the thing we valued the most is going to this party and now it's not even gonna happen. Okay, we should have never done the snow machine thing. Oh, I wanted to say, so her mom, like she's like a caterer or a chef and
she has a gay assistant named Ruben
who like always mimics their customers and like talks shit on them while they're still on the phone. And they have this part where he's like talking to the chicken and he has his hand like inside of it. Do you remember?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. Okay. And then they show Sam and Allie are in Allie's garage And the elf guys are there, and so is Santa, because they found her because she's on the naughty list. And they're so startled because they're like, what the hell is going on? And then Allie's like, prove that you're really Santa. And he's like, okay, I can tell you that this about yourself. He like tells them about Sam, and she's like, Sam in
likes to dance to Ricky Martin.
Yeah, she's like, when you're alone, you like to dance to Ricky Martin music and pretend you're married to him. Little did they know about Mr. Ricky. Then they were like, okay, you're really Santa. And then Santa's like, let's try to solve this, no problem. Then they cut to the newscaster Edwin guy, and he shows up at their house, and the mom opens the door. And then he like goes snooping around the house and like is really demanding. She's like, can I get you coffee? And he's like, yes, can I have coffee and some sugar cookies and some pretzels and some nuts? It shows that Santa, he's like, I know you stole the machine. What I was doing, I was trying to fix it and it wasn't working properly. And then I throw it away and then it's gone. You stole my machine. They're like, well, why did you even make it? And he's like, I wanted to show people the ultimate Christmas present. The machine gave people snow, the magic of the season.
It was sweet. The snow was the ultimate Christmas present.
Yeah. Joey, the brother, like he steals the machine from Allie's room, and then the Edwin newscaster guy steals it from him and takes off. He leaves the house because he wants to control the weather. He realizes what the machine actually does. Then Santa and the elves and them follow him. So Edwin runs off to a chocolate factory. He drives like into the warehouse, like he drives the snowmobile through it, and then he ends up like in a vat of chocolate. That was like from, did you remember seeing like the trailer for this on Disney Channel?
I don't really remember the trailer for it.
Oh, it showed this part where he's like jumps, like falls into the vat of chocolate.
It's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Augustus Gloop in the beginning of the movie.
But he's greedy for weather.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so Santa and the crew show up at the factory and they catch him. And they steal the machine back. And Santa fixes the machine. And he realizes that it died, which is why it didn't stop snowing. So finally Santa fixes the machine, and then the sun comes up and it stops snowing, and the day is saved. And Santa has a little heart to heart with Allie, and he's like, you know, you might make it off the naughty list someday. You just have to be more responsible and use your powers for good. Stop wasting time and skipping homework and stealing things.
They really put the message of this movie right and clear.
So Edwin is in their captivity basically, and they're like, Edwin, why are you so bad? Basically everyone makes fun of him all the time. In school people made fun of him, and his coworkers do, because he takes his job so seriously and nobody cares.
And he was crying when he was a kid because he was like, they all saw the clouds and saw like a bunny or a house, but I saw condensed something.
Oh, I wrote this down too. Condensed forms of atmospheric moisture.
He was crying over it.
Santa is like, well, I have a place where you can use your talents and your love of meteorology for good. And so Santa ends up getting him a job as a meteorologist in Antarctica.
Nice connection.
Which I thought, why not in the North Pole?
Maybe he doesn't like him enough to send him to the North Pole.
He doesn't want to spend that much time with him.
No.
So Santa is like, but Allie, I'm going to give you a special gift. And it ends up being her dad comes home on Christmas.
Yeah.
He's delivered home in a Jeep. And they're like, what the heck? And guess who the drivers are? The two elves, Crumpet and Sparky.
Yes.
Being home for Christmas is the ultimate Christmas present.
Aw.
And it ends with everyone having a snowball fight. The end.
Very sweet. Very wholesome.
Taylor, I can't tell you how many freaking mandalas I have in my apartment. I think somewhere between 5 and 70. I can't keep track. I just love them so much. I have this beautiful golden bronze one that I put behind the shelves in my kitchen that really brightens up the whole room. And guess who it's by? A lovely little brand called Staccato.
And Jana, guess what? I also have a mandala from Staccato.
Oh my God.
What a coincidence. I just moved into a new apartment, and the first piece I put up was this yellow and black stick-on mandala called the Honey Girl that was so easy to put up, and it's really helping me get into the decorating spirit.
Staccato is an art and home decor company based in Sacramento that makes beautiful adhesive mandalas and nature-inspired prints that you can effortlessly apply and remove without damaging your walls.
And they have tons of different prints and patterns that come in all kinds of colors, shapes, and sizes. So whether you want to decorate your desk with a tiny print or you want a bold set of colorful mandalas to put on that boring white wall you've been meaning to decorate, they've got you and your walls covered.
And we're giving our lovely listeners 15% off your first order at staccato.com using the promo code DIVAS15. That's DIVAS15.
If you want to see more decorating ideas, follow their Insta at staccato.art. That's STACCARTO.art.
And right now you can download your own mandalas to color for free. Just go to staccato.com and click on their website store free downloads tab to get a free 2-page PDF of their beautiful hand-drawn mandala illustrations. It's a perfect activity to keep you busy during quarantine or to share with your family during the holidays.
All right, back to the show. Zoom.
What did you think of the movie, Taylor?
I thought it was good. I thought it did take a little bit to get to the action of it. But that's like kind of with a lot of these movies. Like they spend a lot of time on plot. You know what I mean?
Like they spend a lot of time being like, oh my God, it's snowing. How fun. School's closing. Yay. And then at the very end, they're like, we need to solve this.
Yeah. Which I thought it was like very cute. And I like Disney movies that are funnier. And this one wasn't super funny, but I did enjoy it. And also like, I really liked just like, oh, I grew up in Southern California too. So I didn't experience snow. And like, oh, that's so cool that it's snowing. Cause like, I really didn't know what that was like growing up. And I still don't really know what it's like besides just like this past year living somewhere else besides Southern California. But yeah, it's not one of my faves that we've done so far, but I did enjoy it. What about you?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun. It was very nostalgic for me. Cause I think, and Taylor, I'm sure you can agree, this is like the point where I actually remember these times. And so I can relate more to like the fashion and the technology. Like she had like Backstreet Boy posters on her wall and like, you know, a boombox, like that kind of stuff. I'm like,
oh, like I had a boombox.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was really fun. I liked it. It was really well acted for the most part. And yeah, I thought it was really cool concept, a snow machine. I've never seen a movie like about that kind of thing. So I thought it was really creative and fun, a fun concept on a Christmas movie that isn't, I don't know, it's like kind of unconventional. I thought it was the perfect way to do a Christmas movie for Disney Channel.
Yeah, I think so too.
So what was your favorite character?
Ooh, I think for this one, my favorite character was Brenda Song's character, Sam, because I was like, I can resonate with the friend that's like, why don't we do the responsible thing? Or like, we shouldn't be doing this. I don't want to. And I liked her style and I thought she was so cute. And I just really like Brenda Song. I think she's my favorite. Who's your favorite?
Allie is my favorite. I just relate a lot to her. I wasn't particularly good at school or like, you know, I was a huge procrastinator. I always like wrote assignments the night before they were due and I was kind of like unfocused. So I like seen a lot of myself in her. And I feel like I would have totally done this kind of thing.
Okay. I was just about to ask, like, have you ever like conjured up a snowstorm or like a natural disaster to prevent yourself from writing a 5-page paper?
Never successfully, but you know, hopefully one day.
Oh my gosh, this movie is 20 years old.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until now. Wow.
I didn't realize either.
Yeah. Ah! What were your favorite lines? What were the funniest lines in your opinion?
Funniest lines. I wrote some of these. I liked when, at the end when Allie says, if I wasn't a total lame-o, none of this would have happened. And I just liked it because I was like, oh yeah, people used to say lame-o.
I love that. Oh my God.
I also liked it when the guy that was the mummy and also the elf, when he like handed Santa like chewed gum already to help fix the machine.
Yeah.
Like out of his mouth into Santa's hand, which I thought was gross and funny. What were your favorite lines?
Okay. My favorite line was when the boss of the meteorologist was talking to him about how boring he was and how he wanted to fire him. And he's like, the only reason I kept you around is because I'm married to your sister. But even she says that I should let you go. And and then they show a picture of him and his wife, and it's the meteorologist guy and him, and he's just dressed up and dry. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that crazy? And he's really just like, funny. Mm-hmm.
I did not notice that. That's so funny.
And then there's a part where the snowstorm gets really bad and the same boss guy is like, the cast of Friends are trapped in their studio. You should do a story about that. Very of that time joke. There's a part where they're like, Jennifer Love Hewitt fell over in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to talk about what was going on Disney Channel in the year 2000?
Yes, I thought you would never say it. I was very excited.
Yes. So guess how many DCOMs came out this year?
5.
12.
12? The past few years, there's only been like 4 each.
I know. They went crazy. They had one for every month of 2000. This is like, I think they've never done that before or since.
Oh my gosh. They're like, this is a bad idea. Wow.
Yeah, that was ambitious. And a few of the most memorable ones for me from that year were The Color of Friendship, My Stepsister from Planet Weird, Quince, and Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
Nice.
Have you seen any of those? What do you think?
I think I've seen Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. I believe I've seen Quince. I think these are still, like, I maybe watched them once or twice, but what about you? Do you have a favorite one from this
those,
year?
I liked Stepsister from Planet Weird a lot. I thought that was a fun movie. I'm excited to review that when that comes. But yeah, there's so many fun ones. I like wanted to talk about all of them, but we don't have time, and eventually we will talk about them. Oh, I wanted to mention, back then it was called Zoog Disney. Do you remember watching it when it was called that?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, it used to be called that, and then in the
was it an acronym?
No, I don't know what Zoog means.
Okay.
It's just like a weird word. So here are the shows that premiered on Disney Channel in 2000.
Ooh.
Some good ones. Even Stevens.
Yay!
Which is one of my faves. What do you think of Even Stevens?
I like it. I don't particularly remember it. Yeah. I'm like the worst right now. I'm like, I don't remember it. I remember my dad said he really liked it because he was like, it's like a normal family.
Yeah.
And with that one, I remember more of like the Even Stevens movie because I remember watching that a lot. It'll be my binge after Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, I would recommend it. And there's 3 seasons, not just 2. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. This I vaguely remember and I don't think you will. There was a TV show called In a Heartbeat that was based on high schoolers volunteering on an EMT squad.
Well, that's really cool. Oh, that's In a Heartbeat. Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's really cool. Was it reality?
No, it was based on a true story type of thing. But
oh, okay.
It's weird. Disney Channel used to do like these like dramatic shows and now all of them are like comedies. I wonder if like they think kids only like funny stuff.
Maybe. I think I know I only like funny stuff. So maybe a lot of other kids do too.
I think I might have liked more serious stuff if like there were more out there. Another show that came out, Teacher's Pet.
That seems like I have.
It was about a kid who has a dog and the dog becomes a real boy. Or not a real boy, but he like goes to school with him and he like dresses like a real boy and everyone thinks he's a real boy but he's a dog.
Oh, everyone thinks he's a real boy, but he's a dog. No, I have not seen that. Is it cartoon?
Yes. Sorry, I should have led with that.
That'd be cool
if it wasn't, though. How do you get away with looking like a dog?
That would be so funny.
Middle school. Yeah. Well, now it's time to talk about the fashion.
Yay! I'm so excited. You have something to work with this episode.
I do. This movie had really, like I said, really relatable fashion. It really took me back. What about you? Did it kind of like, what do you think?
I liked the butterfly clips that Brenda Song had. And I was like, and I loved like the tank top over like the long sleeve shirt or like the short sleeve shirt, which is like, I still will wear like dresses with like a short sleeve shirt under. So I relate and I like that style. I think it's fun.
There was like some baby t-shirts. Do you know what I mean by that? It's like just really like almost like a cap sleeve and it's just really tight, almost a crop top.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Lots of those. Lots of bucket hats. Lots of fun hats, like berets too. Love it. Lots of stripes. A lot of like, remember when like 3/4 length sleeves were really popular?
That on your arm is...
That's like in between your elbow and your wrist.
Oh, yeah.
a lot of like sweater sets and fleece, and there was a lot of periwinkle. Did you notice that?
Who was it? Allie that was wearing the periwinkle?
Yeah, all the girls were. It was like a really popular color then, which I guess, I don't know. I don't really think it's that popular now. What do you think?
Is periwinkle like close to some of the blue or purple that's on your mandala?
Yeah. Oh, I have a mandala behind me from Staccato. and yeah, it's somewhere in between purple and blue, but like faded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lots of the rhinestone jeans. What do you think of rhinestone jeans?
That's so fun. Do you have rhinestone jeans right now?
I wish I did.
That's something to add to your collection. I think.
I need to do like, I do fashion lookbooks and I need to do one with rhinestone jeans. I have a rhinestone skirt. I want to use that for something. There was suspenders and like tiny little glasses on Santa.
I love tiny glasses.
I think they're so fun.
Yeah, me too.
Sam wears this like long sleeve striped turtleneck when they are playing in the snow. And it's really cute. It's like cool tones, but also has orange. It's like blue and orange and pink. I don't know. I love colorful stripes. What do you think? It reminds me a lot of Lizzie McGuire.
I do like colorful stripes. I feel like, at least not right now, but for a while, everything in my closet was stripes, almost.
Taylor's a big stripes gal.
Like striped t-shirt dress. That's like what I wore. Okay. What's your favorite outfit, though, that you saw?
That was it, the striped turtleneck, which sounds boring, but I liked it. I don't know, just everything they wore was something I would have worn back then. So it's kind of hard to choose because I'm like, it's not like extravagant, but it's a lot of cute stuff.
You still love a turtleneck.
I do. I wear turtlenecks so much. I am wearing a turtleneck right now. Oh my God.
I didn't even notice.
It's kind of rolling down my neck. Oh, and I wanted to ask, there was a lot of pigtails in this movie, but were pigtails ever popular? What do you think? Is that just something a little girl does?
I feel like that's something a little girl does. I don't know. I probably had my hair like that a little bit, but I more just had it like in a ponytail or braided. Not two ponytails, not pigtails.
You are into ponies, not pigs.
Are you into pigtails?
I do. I still do them sometimes now, but yeah. I do like, I think it's okay to do a lower one when you're an adult. You can do whatever you want, but it is a little weird. But yeah, I still do them sometimes. So Taylor, tell us about the actors in this film.
Oh, gladly. I was very excited because I knew who a lot of these were.
Yeah.
So we'll start with our star. Haley Hirsch plays Allie. And I saw she had like a very early career where she had like a lot of like background or like small roles on like David Letterman and Conan and like SNL. So I was like, that's really cool. You got to do that right away.
Yeah.
Of the things I saw that I like knew, she was in You Got Mail, which I'm guessing she was a child in that.
Is she like niece of Meg Ryan?
Maybe. I haven't seen that movie in a very long time, so I don't remember.
Nice.
I'm like, you're in a like blockbuster movie. Good job. And then the other shows, she was on Sloppy Tacos, which I don't know what that is about. ER, lots of ER.
Sloppy Tacos.
Flight 29 Down, which I don't also.
I was going to bring that up. Yes, that was like a show on the same channel as, I think on the same channel as Degrassi. And it was like basically kind of like a Lord of the Flies situation, but without people eating each other. And it was like a bunch of teens stuck on an island, like because their flight went down. And it was actually a teen
lost.
What? Yeah, like a kid's lost. Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that sounds horrific.
And I remember an episode where somebody pees on her sweatshirt.
Oh my God.
Does she still do stuff now or not really?
The newest thing I saw was she's in a production of Chasing the Run. I'm guessing that's a movie.
Chasing the Rain? Yeah, it's The Rain. I'm looking at the IMDb.
Yep. Could not read my own handwriting. Yep, Chasing the Rain. So Spencer Breslin was her brother, Joey.
Oh, yeah. And
he's been in so many different Disney stuff.
Yes.
I wrote that he was in Princess Diaries, too, and he played like the young prince that dances with Mia.
Oh, and his sister, Abigail Breslin, was also in that movie.
Oh, is she the one that's like... She's like the girl that wants to be a princess and she's like poor. And then, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's cute. He was in The Cat in the Hat.
Yes.
And he was in Dakota Fanning. With Dakota Fanning. And was in the Santa Claus movies.
Yes.
And as of recently, I didn't see anything too recent, but he has lots of good kid acting opportunities.
And he's in a Disney Channel original movie called You Wish with AJ Tropp from Even Stevens. Do you remember that movie?
No. Which one is that?
It's the one where this guy has a really annoying little brother and he gets a magic coin and he's like, I wish that he wasn't my brother and I had a better life. And then he, like, his wish comes true.
Aww.
And his brother isn't his brother, but he's like a famous kid actor.
Oh.
Yeah. And Lelaine is in it, who plays Miranda from Lizzie McGuire.
Aww. I guess I will be excited to watch that for the first time.
We've got a while. I think we'll probably be doing that in like 2 years.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. For the next person, I have Haley Todd plays the mom, also yeah. known as Michelle. She is very famous for playing Jo McGuire on Lizzie McGuire.
Yay.
And the newest project she's in is called The Last Champion. It seems like she took a break for a little bit from like the mid-2000s to like 2012, but she was in Lizzie McGuire, of course, and also did some like extra voice work on Kim Possible. So it was
really involved
in Disney. And then Brenda Song, my favorite.
Ah, what can I say? Oh my God.
About the woman?
Yes. Oh my God.
I just really enjoy her. I think she's a really great actress and I like her. I recently started watching Dollface again on Hulu. It has Kat Dennings in it. I've never seen
Dollface. How do you like it?
I like it. It's about Kat Dennings goes through a breakup of someone she was dating for 5 years. And then she's like, goes back to all her friends. And it's kind of like,
where have you been for the past 5 years? Yeah.
And she just kind of like learns to have female friendships again, which is like really cool. And like how powerful they are. And I think it's a good movie. And Brenda Song is her friend. That's like, where were you? Like, you weren't here type of thing. And
I like it.
She plays like this really like confident executive, like type working lady. And she's also in The Social Network, and we know she's been in plenty of Disney Channel things. Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior, Stuck in the Suburbs, a few episodes of Phil of the Future.
Yes.
A few other things I'm probably forgetting. Sweet Life on Deck and Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, of course. We love her.
She's a new girl for a little bit. She plays one of Winston's
I remember that. That's like, I've rewatched those episodes so many times, so I'm like, oh yeah, there's Brenda Song. But she ends up like kind of not liking Winston that much and starts seeing someone else. But
yeah, I'm sad that it was short-lived because she was great, but
I know, I'm like, be on the show still.
Yeah, I love Brenda Song, and she's dating Macaulay Culkin.
She is?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I think I just don't think blonde men are attractive. I don't know.
I understand. Wait, have you never dated or anything like that with a blonde guy?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Neither have I. But I have a very limited...
Jana's been in a serious relationship for 7 years.
Yes. So, I you know, and he's not blonde.
No, he's not. But he's handsome.
Yeah.
Is that weird for me to say?
No, you can say he's handsome. I don't think it's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I like him. He's a good dude.
Thanks.
Jenna's boyfriend, Christian's really cool.
Yeah.
So next I have, I did write for John Sally, who played one of the elves, not Crumpet. He played Sparky, I believe.
Okay.
And he was in the Bad Boy movies, Black Dynamite, and Confessions of a Shopaholic, which I have not seen any of.
I don't know why I haven't seen that movie, because you would think it's perfect for me. I haven't. We should watch that movie. Now that you're moving back, we have so much to watch and do.
We have lots of things to do. Bill Fagerbach. Well, I don't want to say Fagerbach.
I mean, that's his name. You could say it.
That's true.
We do not mean a slur when we say that name.
Yes. He is Patrick Starr, and I'm not going to go through everything because I did that for... he's been in a lot of things, because he was also in Under Wraps, which we have reviewed. And lastly, I have Peter Scolari, who plays Edwin, the boring newscaster slash meteorologist. And I see that he was in Newhart, Girls, and The Polar Express. Another Christmas
and
movie.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and maybe he was in the movies.
I don't remember the show. I just remember it at Disneyland.
They have Tomorrowland. Like where they have now. I don't. What is it now? Is a Star Wars thing for a while? Yeah. It's a Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and he plays. Do you watch Girls?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he plays Hannah's dad, the main character's dad, Lena Dunham's dad.
Oh, okay.
There's a scene where he's like naked, and I did not want to see that. No offense.
Ew. Yep. Nope. Don't want to see a naked dad.
No. But I guess you everyone needs representation, so I guess it's fine.
Oh my gosh. Well, that is all I have for the characters.
Yes. So, hey Taylor, guess what movie we're doing next?
We are doing. I don't remember. I lost track.
Xenon.
Oh, right. Xenon, because you're really excited for it.
Yes. Aren't you excited?
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Make a hot go.
Boom, boom, boom.
Vanova girl. I'm zoom, so excited. Zoom, zoom. If there was a snow machine that someone decided to turn on this year and it was COVID and it made everything turn to shit, that's kind of what happened.
And if someone did that, we would really appreciate it if you could turn it off.
Yes, turn it off. Find the batteries. So yeah, this is our last episode of 2020. And if you're listening, thank you for listening to, I believe, 6 episodes of this.
Yeah.
Honestly, this wouldn't have started if it wasn't for COVID. We've been wanting to do this for a long time, but the reason why we finally buckled down and did it is because we had nothing to do.
Yeah, and it was a good creative outlet and good way to keep our friendship lively. Podcasts are a lot of work, and Jana does a lot of work, and I do some work, but not as much, and still lots of work. So lots of podcasts. Yes,
it's a lot of work, guys, but it's a lot of fun. I would recommend it, especially if you have like a really serious job and you're like, I need an outlet. Podcasts are a perfect solution because you can say whatever you want and hope that the people listening won't care.
Yeah. Or you could just edit yourself if you do something, if you say something.
You couldn't
bad.
Imagine all the shit we added out of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, happy new year, and we'll see you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry happy Christmas. Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, or happy just winter season.
Happy winter solstice.
Happy winter solstice. And I hope you have a good time with your friends and family.
Yes.
Even if it's apart.
Be grateful for what you do have.
Yeah.
And be grateful that we're going into a year where we'll have a new president.
And a new vaccine.
Yes. Yeah. So cool. Well, we'll see you next time when we... Watch
a Disney Channel movie.